Shit.
Hey!
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Okay. I wonder how many times I've started an episode with like a hey like that.
Maybe every time. How many times I've started an episode with here he comes? I think that's like my go-to because I don't know what to do when you're doing goofiness.
You are a little awkward.
I'm very awkward. No, but can I love you not point it out?
But I love you for it. Welcome back to your home.
Welcome back to
your internet home. We're here for you and me and Al and Producer X, who
isn't here for us.
He's sick. Can't be here today, but we got something special for the people. You might even call it a special for the people.
Well, it's not a special. It may be
a Happy New Year special for the people.
We got a fuck you 2020. Best of 2020.
Uh-huh.
Crawl clips. Uh-huh. Episode for you.
Welcome. I know last week we did a what's going to end up being a regular old traditional at the crawl. This week we got another.
Got another. We're starting another tradition. 2 weeks in a row starting traditions. Damn. God damn.
Those crawl boys and their traditions.
Jesus, we're gonna have a year full of traditions.
We're gonna have a year full of
traditional Wednesday the 13th episode.
Guys, Happy New Year.
Thank you
so much for joining us for another week. The fact that you guys tune in, the fact that you guys decide to come watch my fat ass and my dear pal Alex every week. Means the world to me.
Makes my heart warm.
It really does.
It does. It actually does. It's cool.
It really does. You know, and
it's fulfilling. It's cool.
We love you guys a whole bunch. Yeah. And
thank you.
We're going to celebrate this thing that we built.
Mm-hmm.
And this
thing that they helped us build.
This fucking thing that wouldn't be possible without you this week and every week that falls on this week of the year. I said that as confusing as somebody
I
could say.
I didn't fucking follow you at
Watch
all.
Watch it come full circle. Watch it come full. We're doing a best of, just like Al Magical said to you folks. Best of clips of 2020. It's been a fucking disaster.
It has. What a disaster it's been. Jesus, fuck. It's been a long, arduous year.
And it's been trying.
I hope I used that word correctly.
I don't know if you did. I don't know if you did, but it's been trying. It's been trying times for a lot of us, you know, and I'm so glad to see this year go. It doesn't mean just because 2020 is ending and 2021 is about to begin that we're out of the water yet.
No, not at all.
You know?
But it is, we know what we're getting. We know what we're getting into in 2021. 2020, it was just fucking thrown at us. We didn't fucking know. We had high hopes. Everybody had high hopes for 2020.
Yep.
The roaring 20s.
And I think, you know, we started off this decade probably the worst way possible. And I think that the only option we have as people now, hit that motherfucking ground running.
I thought you were going to do a fucking hit that like and subscribe. I was like, all right, dude, you're going to do that?
Hey, do that too. Love you guys. Let's start.
No, yeah. Hit the ground running.
But also hit that MF and like and subscribe button.
I was like, oh, well, all right.
Ring that bell. Guys, we're going to start with clip one. It's one that's real special to us and hopefully to you guys too. Love you. See you on the other side. This is the first episode of our podcast and... You know,
all right,
there's something that's been weighing heavy on my mind.
Get something off your chest right now. Right at the beginning of this thing.
Yeah.
Kick it off right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on WikiFeet earlier.
You're on WikiFeet?
WikiFeet earlier, yeah. have you ever found a foot sensual?
Yeah, there's some sensual ass feet out there. I wouldn't say I'm a foot guy, but I can appreciate a nice foot.
Dude, I'm so confused.
I can appreciate a nice
foot. I'm fucking so confused, dude.
I think that's one of the most common things, though, is a foot fetish.
Alex has never been like this, dude. I have something going on, dude. It's been bothering.
Hold on. Wait. Back up. Okay. There's a website, WikiFeet.
You never been on WikiFeet?
I never heard of WikiFeet.
What?
WikiFeet. That is debaucherous.
So basically, WikiFeet is a directory of any foot or feet pairs.
Like, not in a... Is it... Are they, like, porn? Or is it, like, just random, like... Random pictures of, like, celebrities, like, oh, they wore an open-toe shoe. So, like, like, random pictures of celebrities is getting you up a little bit. I don't think I should be in the same room as you right now.
We gotta keep this short.
You're gonna have to go search WikiFeet right now?
So there's one person.
One person.
They are running through my mind every day, dude. It's been a complete obsession. I feel the way when I see their feet. The same exact way that I feel the first time I ever fell in love with the person. Like how when I first saw her,
yeah,
it was this feeling like everything in me just exploded. It was like I knew
you got
I
butterflies loved that. And you knew you found the one.
I knew I loved that person the first moment I saw it.
Is this same, like
same thing with their foot, dude? It's unbelievable. It's off-putting for me because I've never been a foot guy. And I've stumbled upon WikiFeet in general. I'm just not some kind of creep.
In your normal amount of depravity and just your normal shit, you're searching around. You stumble across WikiFeet.
Oh, wow.
Like WikiFeet. Four links later, and then you find the woman of your dreams.
Well, the feet of my dreams.
The feet of your dreams. All right. Who is this lady?
It's Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel? You're ashamed. Dude, I didn't know Vin Diesel was a woman. Have you seen the picture of Vin Diesel with hair?
Have you seen his feet? Yep. That one became pretty infamous for me. Just if you're watching now, I ain't really into feet all that much. I guess like...
You're like me. You can appreciate a nice foot.
For sure.
But you're not a foot guy.
For sure. I feel like there's a certain layer of funk that's required. Some real funk.
Some real funk.
If you're into, like, if you're a foot guy.
I'm not into that funk.
I don't have that certain funk factor.
Me either.
Roll clip two. There's something going on. It's like, I feel like a taxidermist is a person who wanted to be.
Is it just the skin of the animal that they take and they stuff it with? Like Build-A-Bear? they sew it up and then just put it on like a tube. And
it's just bloody cotton everywhere, dude. On the floor of their shop, it's just bloodied up cotton.
All right, kiss the heart and put it in.
No, but I feel like a taxidermist is like a somebody who wasn't quite fit to be in charge of a funeral home. Like maybe
they
like maybe
they had dreams one day of running their own mortuary.
Dude, they were like the pale kid. He was the pale kid, right? Like fucking Moni the mortuary guy, dude. Fucking Moni was the pale kid in class and always wore black and maybe a trench coat on occasion.
Talked in monotone like this.
Moni, do you know
the square root? There's four different ways to embalm a person.
Moni, this is algebra.
Fucking Moni's a sicko, dude.
Why would I know that? Why are we talking about that, Moni? What is the square root of 64?
Formaldehyde tastes weird when you bite your fingernails.
Like what? Like what? Moni, go to the office. Moni, go to the office.
I'm not good enough to keep up a character.
Just go to the guidance counselor. Just go to jail.
Go home. Get out of here.
Just go to jail, Moni.
Fucking Moni.
He's watching you when you're sleeping.
He sees you when you're awake.
I never knew me, Santa Claus.
Santa's a
warrior. He watches you fuck your wife.
Santa's a cuck.
Santa is totally a cuck.
Santa's a cuck.
He's definitely a cuck. Mrs. Claus is getting aired out by some fucking elf. Different elf every
night.
He's
the boss, so I don't even believe that. I think, if anything, he's a lawyer.
I feel like being a cuck is like a...
don't you dare say it.
Like a CEO quality. Like, I feel like that's...
Big man.
is actually a cuck.
I felt so like targeted. Just tiny meat, big man.
What do you mean?
Tiny meat, big man. In the corner, wanking it.
Yeah.
I
didn't say
wife
tiny
just
meat.
In tears over the
orgasm. Santa Claus. We're talking about Santa Claus right here. Oh,
okay.
That's Mrs. Claus you're talking about.
I'll watch my mouth. I don't want to. The crawl boy's just slugging back bruise. But I think he's definitely a voyeur. He's proven it's
Oh, he's tough.
It's fact based.
He's watching.
He's watching you while you're sleeping. He's watching you while you're awake. While you're showering.
All those fucking magical beings.
While you're shaving, like he's watching.
Tooth Fairy, how the fuck did that motherfucker know you lost a tooth?
Those nosy little fucking.
They fucking watching you all year long.
And it's unsettling, at least.
You're always being watched by a fucking old man.
Oh, Santa, please stop watching. You know, you get to an age where Santa just got to chill out because I don't behave right. I'm not doing the right things. I might be doing bad shit, Santa.
That's what he's looking for. He's looking for the bad shit.
I don't know. I'm not that bad, but I get pretty there. You know, I get close. I teeter.
I teeter on the edge.
I've been known. I've been known to teeter.
I've been known.
Shit.
Santa, stop looking.
Santa, just stop. Crawl you know, thing, I know bro. It's hard to fight that urge as a fellow voyeur.
Crawl
but
phrases.
Crawl phrases. There's a shit ton of them.
What is your favorite crawl phrase? I have a tough time saying that.
Crawl phrase. Mine personally.
Yeah. What is yours?
I do like. I've been known.
want some more, baby?
That's probably my favorite. I love
Mikey.
Want some more, baby? We'll go some more crawl for you, baby.
And then ripping on Chills, dude. Chills, what up? This week. A zero gravity environment. You know, I guess it's supposed to emulate being back in the womb, which is something, you know. You ever meet a man child?
Yeah.
Like a grown-up baby boy?
Yeah.
Or a grown-up baby girl?
Grown up baby boy.
You're a grown up baby girl.
It's funnier when it's a grown up baby boy.
It's like, yo, they just wish that they could be back in the womb. So, listen, if you are a grown up baby boy and you need constant help with everything and you know you're scared because you don't want to do nothing alone, you need advice. Oh, mama. Oh, mama.
I'm going the fuck off right now.
Oh, mama. I need advice.
Oh, mama.
Go to a sensory deprivation tank. I think you'd like it. You know, because it does feel like you're in the womb, dude.
Damn. I want to go back to a sense dip.
See,
why'd I say sense dip? What fucking idiot I am.
Dude, you're too fucking cool for school.
No. That's like the same type of person that says Tarjay. Sense dip, bro. You go to sense dip?
That's the Dave Hunters of the world, dude. Fucking sense dip.
Sensory deprivation.
Let's run that clip.
Yeah, sure.
I don't like the title.
This is a singular, a one-time irrational fear, I guess. Or, I don't know. Well, dude, all right.
I already knew, based on that corona
right there.
Laugh.
I'm ready for this. All right.
So I've been watching this show on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Love on the Spectrum. It's a good show. For the past 2 weeks, I've believed that maybe I was autistic.
What?
For the sole fact that I shared a lot of characteristics with these people. I did, dude. I still do.
Like what?
Just the way they act sometimes. I was like, damn, I do that. Hmm. Oh, shit, I do that, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see it. Dude, I don't think you're autistic, bro. I don't think you're autistic.
Well, dude, it's a spectrum, so like...
I think you work yourself way up. I don't know if you... I think you overthink shit way hard, because there's no fucking way. But if you are on a spectrum, I think you're probably about a... What's debilitating? 50, you'd say?
I think 50?
You might be a 51.
Just over debilitating. All right.
This is the Crawl Podcast, guys. This is what I've been waiting for my whole motherfucking life, guys.
I didn't know I've been waiting for it, but I have been.
Dude, this is a feeling like I'd never felt
it's
before.
Like I found something.
It's like, dude, it feels like purpose.
Yeah, I feel like I found what I'm supposed to do. Maybe.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yes, bro.
No maybe. Take that maybe.
Hell no maybe, dude. There's been so many times in my fucking life where I'm looking at myself in the mirror and maybe I'm a little aroused and I'm thinking, what is my life going to be? Am I a failure?
Maybe.
Have I already blown it?
Yeah.
what am I doing? Like, I'm just going to work every day, dude. I'm just like, you know, I have a slight issue when it comes to reading. I can't understand people. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, I'm a big guy.
But you might be serious right now.
There's sometimes I chafe.
Sometimes you chafe?
And it lets me
down. I used to have a real bad chafing problem.
I believe that, dude. You look like you look like the type.
Your nipples ever chafe at the water park?
I don't usually go to the water park.
I was a fat boy, so I always wore my shirt. My nipples would always get a fucking... They would be bad.
Dude, it's because when you're wet, certain material, certain fabric...
It's just like going up and down.
That's tender skin, dude.
Tender.
That's tender skin, dude. I don't need nothing to tear up these nips. I got pretty nice nipples for a man. So I climbed to the top of one of these dunes, basically. And this is my once-in-a-lifetime experience. I climbed to the top of a dune, dude, and it's dusk. Like, the sun is about to set. And it's like a picture, dude. It's like a postcard. When I get to the top of the dune, the sun is setting on one side of the sky, right? And it's just the most spectacular, vibrant, beautiful-ass sunset you could imagine, dude. Wide-open sky. Just pinks, oranges, light blues,
so
purples.
Sick.
Beautiful, dude.
Yeah. And I like how big the sky is out there.
Yeah.
It's like all-encompassing.
It makes you feel small, right?
Yeah, it's like...
It's like we're just a piece of it, you know? We're just part of the whole. And people... Hold on, let me finish, because I do want us to talk a little bit about that. But one side was that the most magnificent sunset that I've seen. And the other side was a thunder and lightning storm, dude.
Ooh.
If that don't represent the duality, and it's crazy to, in that moment, experience such like a clear cut and dry.
Like in your face, good and evil type thing?
Yeah, dude. Like just tranquility and complete chaos, dude. It's like they were battling for control of the sky, dude. And it had to happen
so
before
sick.
Sunset, right? Like, so I got to see it. Which I was just fortunate, dude. That was a once-in-a-lifetime experience and something that, you know, a memory that I'll take with me.
Mm.
Memory that I'll take with me, for sure. And there's moments like that.
Ever bitten them?
Yeah.
Your toenails?
I bite those all the time.
No.
I can't reach my toes in my mouth. No, so I can't bite my toenails. What are you talking about?
Dude, can we put that in a vlog where you try? What'd you get?
Maybe.
Oh! Producer X can do it. X can do it. That's a flexible big man, dude. What the fuck? No! How did he do that? Dude, you had big toe in mouth. What a rascal.
Oh, man.
What a fucking rascal, dude. How the fuck? It ain't gonna happen. It just ain't never gonna happen.
Oh, if I wasn't wearing jeans, maybe.
Maybe I need to be
more. I haven't tried.
Hold on.
Dude, Producer X, that's a man that's full of surprises.
He's a flexible man. Jeez.
He's a rascal. Dude, I love when I said rascal. I don't know. It's so fucking funny to me.
Rascal. Super massive fat ass.
I don't like butt stuff neither. I'll eat it.
Super massive flat fat ass.
What do you like, Sean? Can you tell us about the results of your BDSM test?
Thank God we got a producer. I'm a voyeur, guys. I'm a fucking pervert.
This happened during last night on the drive. We had him take the test.
I guess I'm a pervert.
No. We looked it up.
No, it's proven, Sean.
It's proven. No, voyeur just means you like to watch.
I don't think I'm that bad.
So you're a cuck, dude.
I quit. Listen, you better watch your damn mouth.
Quit.
Yeah, we got to get you to take this shit, man.
I'm just speaking the truth. BDSM
I'm
test?
I'm speaking your truth.
I should. What did you get?
It boils down to dominant.
Dominant. No, but they had some dumb name for
I
it.
I did miss one.
Brat Tamer.
Brap.
I didn't look into it.
Are you taking
enough.
A piss over there? What are you doing?
He quit.
He quit.
I didn't call you a cuck. Your answers to the fucking questionnaire called you it.
I'm one punchline away from taking your seat, Chuck.
You'll never get a producer. You could never take this hot seat.
One punchline away. You're relegated to producer now.
Give me Waddle back. Look at that big body boy, bitch.
The 10th time.
Oh, the secret.
Oh, the secret is out.
I'm supposed to be friends. We're doing a giveaway, folks. Whenever you hear us
say... What do you do? We gave everything away.
Just kidding. I'm back. I'm the mischievous one.
Dude,
and you can't get rid of me. You can never get rid of me now, motherfuckers! Guys, that's mean.
That was like a convoluted way of us...
That's so mean. That's so mean that they would call me a cunt like that.
I like hearing you a little muffled with those things.
Do you think... would you be a cuck?
Would I?
You definitely are already.
If your girl or your wife wanted to get just absolutely railed, like by 12 and a half...
No, I'm not.
This is me sick of you being mean.
I mean, I'm not into that shit.
One of the vlogs. Too jealous for it.
Long
too jealous for it, honestly. I don't want to see
this.
This
is just payback for you outing me as being a stank
him in love with or...
You outed you.
You think you'll be able to satisfy her enough?
Yeah.
You ever feel like insecure about that? Like, damn, what if you fall? Let me paint a picture for you.
All right.
This is a brutal picture.
You're definitely.
John.
This is all coming out of a place of anger for some reason.
It's because you called me a cuck.
Oh my fucking god!
I was gonna paint you a fucking picture, dude.
What is different between me calling you a cuck right now and me calling you a cuck 2 hours ago?
What? The bi-hourly call shot cuck in England.
Bi-hourly call shot.
Bi-hourly cuck shaming.
Hypnotizing him over time.
I need better friends.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a cuck.
Oh, fam. Save me away from this abusive relationship.
You look like you're about to cry.
Because I was.
What, dude?
Like shit like that. Like, where do you start with a theory like that?
People must have just been like dropping dead in the forbidden chasm or something.
Over time, they just left detectors
just like,
and
like, we gotta figure that shit out. Oh, it's too scary. We're gonna test it.
Dude, this is when we introduced Producer out, X to the show.
Fucking 12 people just went down to the castle.
Still did a shit
last
job
week.
We're having real trouble with that place.
Nobody learns.
Everybody comes back and they're fucking make it halfway back home and they're dead.
They drop dead.
Jesus Christ.
That's true. Shit out.
That's probably how they do it. Odds are that's how they do it. I feel like we didn't introduce you at all.
We
roll out the red carpet.
You know, you guys know who that is.
It's Producer
Comment right
X.
now in the live chat if you know
Producer
who that is.
X.
You got
Producer
1,
X.
2, 3,
3
4, 5,
4, 6, 7, 5, 8, 9, 10.
10. That's Producer X. That's the
it's
voice
Producer
of
X,
Producer X.
The voice of Producer X.
And now he's going to be a third mic, and we're very grateful to have you.
Wish you could be here today.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to say your name?
Chunga Chunga.
Yeah, what do you
Or do you want to be called Producer X?
That's a good question.
Should have asked you that before we started this.
Well, you kind of said.
Well, you guys gave me the Producer X thing. That was you.
That was us.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was funny.
I think it's funny too.
I'm John. I'm on the third mic off camera.
It's John.
I'm doing all the tech and shit. Looking at
producer.
The
producer.
Recording program. I'm producer. Yeah, I'm producing.
That's what he's doing. He's producing.
I'm currently producing.
Producing.
He's the
producing.
Computer.
Producing. Pud juicing.
Pud juice. Producer X.
What up?
Producer eggs.
I'm also looking up all the goofy shit on Google.
It smells a little bit like boiled
no,
eggs.
No, I
yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He's going to fucking kill you. That's worse.
Dude, I think that if we didn't find Producer X the way that we did,
yeah.
You want to tell a little bit of the backstory, like that call when we were sitting in the studio? That call.
Oh yeah. Like
you should tell the story.
It was like day one, the fucking release, and he hit me up and he was like, "Yo, that's so sick! I fucking love it and shit." And then
talking about the show.
Yeah. And then fucking like 3 or 4 episodes later, we were just sitting in here and we're like, I was telling you how John did that, and then. I don't know. We ended up calling him. I really forget, honestly, exactly how it went.
I think that...
My memory shit.
I feel like he DM'd us that day, and it was like, shit, we should call him, because it was like the second time that he set us up.
Oh, yeah.
So we end up calling him. We end up calling John.
He answers on the first ring.
Answers on the first ring. And whenever I have a doubt with anything to do with the crawl, I'm reminded constantly that I perceive it to be that the universe is on our side.
Mm.
And we've talked at length about this stuff.
Yeah.
It feels like what it must feel like when, and I don't want to get dramatic or grandiose here, but fuck it, I will. It feels like when Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, probably picked up the first basketball. Or when Beethoven first pressed his finger on a piano,
on a piano key.
The universe is rewarding us for some reason.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm grateful. And I hope that.
Yeah, I feel that.
I hope that it continues and I'll keep putting in the work. You know?
Yeah.
John calls. And when he calls, he answers on the
we
first
called,
ring.
We called,
or
yeah.
we call. He answers on the first ring. He proceeds to tell us the entire story of what he's basically been going through and where he's at right now. And the guy says almost word for word what we had written on the bio for the show.
Yeah.
About getting out of our comfort zone, doing things that we would never normally do in hopes to grow as people. John recites that back to us about his own life.
And it was just like,
it was like the stars fucking
aligned. Yeah, it was like, oh shit.
It was just
another like, oh yeah, the universe is fucking.
Is looking out for the crawl, you know, and we're thankful.
Put us together.
And it was just crazy how it worked out. And I'm just so grateful that we have him. Because if we didn't have John, these last probably 10 episodes by now would not have the same energy. They wouldn't have the same vibe. And that's.
He just changed it a little bit and made it so much better, I think.
For real.
For
real. So thank you, Producer X. I know you can't be here right now, but John, we love you.
But you'll be watching.
And, you know, we're the crawl boys, dude. We're going to take over the fucking world, at least the world of podcasting.
Let's throw up another clip.
I'm like Google Earth and just. Like, I spent a lot of time in the Chinese desert of Google Earth.
Mm, that's out of suspicion, dude.
Straight up. I'm fucking spying on the Chinese, dude. I'm straight up looking for, like, military bases in the middle of the Gobi Desert. It's one of the things I love to do. I sit at home for, like, an hour sometimes. Just I'll be like, oh, fuck, I've been sitting here for, like, an hour and a half looking at the desert.
That was a short-ass clip.
It was.
I was ready for it to end. Fucking dude, actually, I found out since we've recorded this that all maps of China are fucking wrong.
What, like the government like of China?
On Google Maps. In order for Google to like be used in China, one of the stipulations was like they can't have accurate maps. So they fucking, every map you see on Google of China is completely wrong. There's nothing, like, everything's all skewed up.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there'll be
what
roads.
What the fuck are they hiding? Being,
like, it's just the Chinese government, dude.
What the fuck are those commie bastards hiding? What are you hiding, China?
All these military installations that I found are just nothing,
dude. What
the fuck, dude? Yeah. And
I can go and see Uzbekistan, but I can't go see China.
Russia, even, dude.
What the fuck are you hiding? I'm sick and tired of it, China.
I'm sick of it.
I'm going to bring my John Wayne ass down there. And I hope you're fucking prepared, partner.
Partner. Yeah.
China, dude. It's suspicious. China, if this was Among Us, dude, China would be sus as hell, motherfucker. I don't trust you. And I don't trust you with a couple things.
If you ever catch me at a red light and I'm listening to... You better call somebody, dude, because I'm in big trouble. I love
that.
Yeah,
like,
I love it.
If you're feeling down, you're not going to throw on fucking that shit.
I'm self-destructive as hell, bro. You don't tell me how I make me worse. You don't never. You have no right to tell
you. I wasn't saying like.
Dude, you got.
I am.
Alex, you got no right. Tell me how to make me worse, because I do just fine.
I know, no right. I like sitting back and watching
the spectacle. Watching Shawnee Mac.
Watching the downward spiral.
Oh my God!
What are friends for?
I'm just a little deep today.
Craig and
fucking deep digging. You know they make these great big excavations.
Fucking what are friends for? No, I'm not going to try to interject. I'm not going to try to help. I'm just going to watch.
I'm just going to sit there and watch.
I'm just going to watch.
Which is weird because you're the one that usually watches.
Some kind of fucking comedian all of a sudden.
Cook.
And the other ones, I saw watch two your fucking other mouth. People, and it was kind of like a...
Hourly, dude.
Kind of like for both of them, it made me feel a little ashamed. And honestly, white people, you need to learn how to fucking act. You need to get your shit together because it's embarrassing.
This is when we were in one of the white people I saw fucking looked at me, like gave me a look like, oh, like.
On the other white guy.
And I was like,
that?
What the hell, dude? What the fuck?
Solidarity.
Like, what do you
I like to do that with people who are not of my same optic. Like, people who are not my race or people who are not my gender. You know, because it's
just
a solidarity
like you walk by
thing.
And you're like, like, give him the little nod.
Dude, I walk by like an old Haitian grandmother.
Dude,
and I'm
that's
just
how
like,
they're acting. It was fucking bizarre.
I don't know. Anytime that you're in a more foreign environment and you see
by,
another
like,
white
a Lebanese, person,
always
old man with like hairy
like,
ass
I'm not
shoulders
your bro.
And shit. And maybe he's
don't
like
me,
driving. No, that's
don't
like,
give me
don't
one
give
of
me
those.
That,
like wearing a big gold necklace, like.
For some reason, I was thinking he was, like, making donuts.
Oh, maybe he's making donuts, dude. Like, maybe he's puncturing
burly,
the holes through the donuts.
Burly, hairy arms in the donut dough.
A nest of hair. A nest of arm hair. Of
and then he looks at you and he's like, don't worry, none of it falls off.
None of it. Dude, if you're reassuring me as my baker.
Don't worry, none of it falls off.
If you're my fucking baker and you're reassuring me that none of your arm hair falls into the donuts I want to buy, dude, we got a big fucking problem.
I've seen it.
I ain't shopping here
no hair
more.
Guaranteed.
Oh, my God, dude. Listen. I ain't shopping here no more.
That's an irrational fear for sure. Dude, the best donuts I've ever had, though. They're
they
so
had,
good.
It's because they had the no hair guarantee.
No hair guarantee.
Bro, they had that no hair guarantee.
I never found one hair in my jelly donut. Damn.
It's a couple things in my life, dude, that sometimes if they take too long, I'll just give up.
Like what?
Like, you ever try to bust a nut on Adderall?
It takes a long fucking time, I'll tell you that. I'll fucking tell you that.
Yo, if it takes too long, there's certain things in my life I'm liable just to give
I'm
on up.
I'm just going
to
quit.
Go back to real life now. It's like too much.
It's been four hours. I've been ferociously beating this thing.
It's been
thing
4 hours.
I've been beating this thing to a pulp.
You said ferociously?
Oh, my God, dude.
My hands were
ferocious. Ferocious. I've been furious.
Furious.
My God, dude. My God. I'm a mess.
God but, damn.
Oh,
half the
Epsom
thing.
Salt in the water burns the fucking shit out of your eyes.
Or any cuts you have.
Any cuts inside
of
your...
I had a butt cut I didn't know of.
Dude, it's because you wipe heavy. Facts. Mm. It's because you got a heavy-handed
wipe. I don't wipe the outer edge of my butt crack. I mean, my butt.
You
cheek,
should.
Cheek,
butt
not crack.
You should.
The outer edge
not
of my cheek.
Dude, there's a lot that you don't do right when it comes to that. But you should definitely wipe your crack, dude. Because
I wipe my crack.
You gotta stench. And I wasn't going to say it, but
I misspoke.
Now you're opening up.
I got a stench.
A
Go
little
ahead.
Bit like Duke, dude, because I don't think you wiped the crack correctly. Yeah, but it's either you wipe.
Well.
I don't know your wiping technique, dude. Do you want to tell us?
I wish that I didn't.
It's a normal
ask
wiping
that.
Technique. I don't want to get into my wiping techniques, dude.
No, the fuck what? It's not.
I don't want
no,
to get into my wiping
not,
technique,
don't
my
you
guy.
Sit here and lie to our people, dude.
Don't do it.
Just know, okay?
I'm
I
a normal wiper.
Nope. I ain't never you lied to you. I'm not ashamed. Nope. Maybe a little sometimes, but
I never lied.
I never ever lied to you.
Facts.
Him, Alex, saying that he is a normal wiper is a blatant and disrespectful
dude,
lie.
I'm a normal
I stand
wiper.
By that.
No. I wipe my
I'll
ass
still
just
by
the
that.
Same way as maybe 35% of other people.
<It's> normal. Dude, there's certain things that should be uniform, dude, in
there's
this world.
There's certain things that should be private. Damn fucking right. Straight.
But it's strange.
There's nothing wrong with standing up to wipe your ass. You weren't prepared. You weren't looking at you. I ain't ashamed about it.
There's nothing wrong with it, but
35% of us.
Certainly nothing right with it either.
Analytics?
No, but I'm betting it's like 35%.
I feel like those numbers are low.
There's nothing wrong like with it maybe yourself 50 doing it.
Hell fucking no, dude.
I think it may be 50-50.
How? You want me to lose my integrity too?
Oh!
No fucking way.
In this room, it's 66%.
Dude, it's not
66%.
Dude, there's no way.
How proud you are, you little
snake. Man, I feel so better. You're trying so much better, dude.
My mind is blown. All right, let me plead my case here. I guess I'm in the motherfucking
I'm not embarrassed.
All right? All right.
This sword is turned back on you.
I just can't believe. And when we did the poll on Instagram at the Crawl Podcast, every fucking buddy, I guess, stands up to wipe their shit.
It was you and one other girl, and I feel like she only said sit because she's embarrassed about standing.
Bullshit, dude. I think a whole bunch of people said stand because it's funnier.
I forget. It was like...
it's bullshit is what it was
like. It
was like
13 people ended up voting at the end, I think. And it was...
Bullshit.
It was like...
Bullshit.
85%.
Standards. Standards. We're in a world full of standards. My fellow sitters, we need to do something here.
Band together.
You wonder why the world stinks. You wonder why this place fucking stinks.
Nah, it's all the trash that's
laying around. It's because their ass cheeks are tightly clenched, dude. You can't get in there. Yeah, if you're standing, you're doing it wrong. And I'll die on that fucking hill. If you're standing, Alex... To you and your fucking comrades.
I think whichever way you do it is the right way.
You're doing it wrong if you're standing. a more famous one recently because of the movie is Krampus.
Krampus?
You ever heard of that?
I've heard of the name Krampus.
Krampus is basically Saint Nicholas's evil counterpart.
Evil twin?
Santa's
evil twin Krampus.
And what Krampus would do, his sole objective... How Santa Claus or Saint Nicholas rewards good children.
He rewards bad.
He punishes.
Punishes bad.
The bad children. Fear tactics is prevalent in Austria. Because I think to be hard on a kid is necessary. It teaches respect.
Well.
Especially if they're misbehaving.
Fear is a very good... scaring the shit out of them is a very good way to.
I got my ass beat.
I didn't even know what I wanted to say.
And I like to think I'm pretty respectful.
I'm talking about like the Krampus, like a scary story.
I'll beat.
Don't do that, or Krampus will get you. That fucking get me to do it. I'll do whatever you want.
Voices you've ever done.
Don't do Austrian that, or Krampus will get you.
Yes. Austrian kids need that.
For Austrian
you.
Kid.
That's a place of hate.
The Austrian bad.
I'm sorry, Austria.
Oh my God.
Austrian bad. Fucking bad. Austrian blood is tall.
We're talking about one specific.
And hey, Austrian fans.
Do we have anybody living in
Austrian listeners? Oh my God. We got a new country. What? Last week.
Wait, what?
Peru.
Peru's already a country. What do you mean?
No, we got it. We the crawled.
Oh,
we the crawl.
I was thinking in that way, dude.
I
was like, what are you fucking talking? I was like, ooh, new country.
Peru's been a country forever.
And then my mind went, oh, the United States annexed Peru?
I'm a one-track thinker.
No.
Goofball.
Oh,
you're a goofball.
Oh, we broke into South America.
We broke into South America. If you're listening, Peru.
We're on all continents.
I hope that you have... Continue to listen and
Peru.
Enjoyed your first time around,
miss
and we'd like
guys.
To welcome you to the show. It's like certain things are just miracles, right? Certain things are just miracles, dude.
What, like the Aurora Borealis? The Aurora Borealis.
Unexplainable.
Very explainable.
The Aurora Borealis.
Solar winds and the poles of the earth and a magnetosphere thing.
What?
Yeah, dude, no. I told you.
Listen, if it's one thing I know, and if it's one thing I trust, is that the Aurora Borealis is a POG.
It's a POG.
It's a POG, similar to the fact that horse
meat. What is a POG again? I forgot.
Proof of God.
Oh.
Similar to the fact that horse meat was never intended to be eaten. The flesh of horse was not intended to be eaten by man.
I'll tell you right now, I will get down and boogie with eating some horse.
I don't know why you said that like a politician.
Get down and boogie with eating some horse. Listen, listen. I will eat some horse. It's a foregone conclusion.
I think you're on the wrong side of history, partner. And I also think that...
I'd eat horse the same amount that I'd eat whale.
Dude.
I would try it.
People don't eat horse, though. That's the difference.
I feel like people eat horse somewhere, dude.
I feel like horse is one of those things. When God made horse. Yeah?
Yeah, and it's a POG that he made the dang horses to eat.
Not to eat, dude.
To ride.
Horses exist everywhere in the world. If they were meant to be eaten, everybody in the world would eat them.
There's a place probably that eats a horse.
You ain't supposed to eat them. You ain't. Beat up on by these strong by this ass strong moments. Ass
moment.
Strong moments, oh, dude. Man. We had a strong moment. I did. Today.
Today. It was, it was a little strong stronger moment. Than I'd like.
It was.
Got a little closer to you than I've ever gotten before.
Dude, I never thought I would be as close to you. And as sweaty in the same point in time.
I can tell you damn sure I didn't think that, dude.
I could taste your evaporated sweat.
Oh, God.
Today. I tasted it on my lips.
I didn't.
Could have been mine, could have been yours, but it belonged at one point to one of us.
Listen, listen, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the air was musty does not mean it was our must.
Who else is must could it ever been?
It could have just been musty when we got in there.
Absolutely not, dude. Like, it was our that must belonged to us.
that was us must,
dude. That was us must.
Man,
god damn, it was musty, dude.
Well, I'd like to think it's heavy. Only my must.
You tasted me.
I was breathing my own air.
You tasted me.
I didn't. Shut up, dude. Don't even say that.
Yo, dude.
Oh, it's true, fuck. Bro. It's I didn't true. Want to
I
admit
tasted
it.
You. And it's really beautiful. You know, tit I felt close to you. There is more, dude.
They eat anything. They eat through concrete. Fucking, they'll eat holes. Like,
you better not leave any children unsupervised.
They'll take those children.
Those rats are big enough to
a
take
those. A gaggle
of
rats will come and pick up a small child and run off with it.
Those rats are big enough to take a child, dude. Honestly, if you are a smaller-sized midget, they'll run off with you.
Mm.
You. That's why you can't walk alone in New York anyways. They say it's the crime. They say it's the violence. It's whatever. But...
it's the rats.
In all honesty.
It's the rats.
But it's on a grid, so it's all right.
It's on a grid.
It's on a grid. So... it's on a grid. I just schwacked the hell out of my lip, dude. Dang. Why do they make these so pointy? Fuck. Don't you know I'm drinking beer? God damn it. God damn it, AKG. Don't you know I'm going to be drinking beer making my art?
Jeez.
Dang, son. I did it again. Just.
Yeah, I got the meat sweats heavily. I will say, after it was all said and done, dropping you guys off, the car did smell a little like meat. It just didn't smell right.
Dude, it ain't never nothing good when your
it
car
didn't
just
smell
smells
right.
It didn't smell right.
I'm telling you that.
You gotta get that baby girl detailed.
I got it.
There was a lot of meat, man. There was a lot of man meat in that car, dude. There was a lot of meat on top of it. That's real musty.
It was a little stank left over. It smelled like the same smell after like a week long road trip.
Or that ain't good. That ain't fucking good. That was just a couple meals.
I can't believe it.
It's just meat sweating up. There's body stains of sweat in Darcy eats.
No, there's fucking not.
I don't know. Be cool
no,
if there
there's
was
not.
Grease stains. It looks like it went through like a nuclear explosion. We're fucking
nuclear explosion.
Explosion. Yeah.
Dude, the headrest of your car will never be the same. Never, never, bro. It's really foul. It's really foul. The amount of sweat that I had.
When was it? How do I want to ask this? Okay. Do you subscribe to any of those three things that you just mentioned? What was it? Energy, vibe, wave. Like, do you believe
vibe,
in that
energies,
type of
waves?
Shit?
Yeah.
You always repeat
a little,
me.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, like, go to a room and fucking... I'm a big perpetrator of sucking the vibe out of a room. Walk into a room and it's like,
I feel like that needs a pause there.
It's a fucking,
you're a vibe sucker?
I'm a vibe sucker, dude. I'm a vibe sucker. I'm sorry, I can't help it. I was born that way, dude. I walk into a room and it's just instant.
I say shit weird.
Death.
You're
dead.
So you were born as a vibe sucker?
I was born as a
vibe
sucker.
And you spent quite a bit of time sucking vibe.
Yeah. Better part of my life. For the better part of my life, I've been a vibe sucker.
Why do you think that is, dude? Why do you suck so much vibe?
I think it's I think it's just self brought on. I think I assume that that's what happens when I walk into a room.
Why did you say it like that?
I had one of your digging yourself a hole moments. I say things.
They're contagious, bro. And for some reason, so the way you walk into the room, maybe the energy every time I imagine. I don't even. As soon as I feel like mentally I had lost control, there was no coming back. And I was petrified that was going to happen in this pod, dude. I thought that I was gonna have a wild anxiety attack in that thing.
See, I went in, and I do this to a lot of shit. Go in thinking that this is gonna be a life changing moment for me, or like this is gonna set me on some path or something. Anything like in this realm where it's like shit like that.
I get kind of annoyed with myself that I do that.
To be honest, well, because then it like puts all this pressure on it, and then like today it made me. Like, the thing did not live up to the hype that I gave it in my head. And I was like, this is going to be life-changing. Like, I'm going to realize shit that I didn't.
But they even. I thought so much, dude, that you were talking about, like, insinuating. And this is probably a play into my own insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that I took that was that you were, like, hinting that you got in too deep with the crawl.
What?
I know. I'm crazy, dude.
Oh, my God.
I'm crazy.
Dude.
Try living with it.
Oh, my God.
Try fucking living with it. But that's how
charge
I took it.
Charge you $800.
Don't pee in the pod.
Don't pee in the pod.
Same episode. Pee in the pod. Sometimes, you know, yeah. Have you ever hit the Holy Trinity? Quick.
What? Pee shit come?
No.
No. No.
The pee shit come, dude. No,
at the same time, how is that possible? Pee shit come, dude. The Holy Trinity.
Dude, the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity, honestly, I don't even remember what I was talking about. I would have to have more context, but I know it wasn't fucking pee shit come, dude.
You're the one who took the test, Sean.
Yeah, we didn't take the test for you.
Listen,
we got the same style.
We're not giving you that.
I think you're just
a voyeur.
Yeah, we always.
I'm a voyeur, and
you're just disappointed
to watch.
With your results.
I'm a voyeur, and I like to watch.
Can I give my take on why I think you got it? You answered questions and was like, yeah, I like seeing boobs. And then it's like, voyeur! Fucking voyeur!
The questions were very vague.
Voyeur! Some of them. There was a lot of them, though.
I don't know if I trust that one.
I was 96% voyeur. It was a high percentage.
96%.
Let me be completely honest with you, boys. I wouldn't mind to watch. It is exciting. And they were right. But I don't know if voyeur and cuck go hand in hand. Hey! Comment right now if you know
don't comment.
Fucking voyeur
don't
and cuck
comment.
Go hand in hand. Shit.
I think
I'm neither.
We spent a minute just looking up the definitions, too. We're like, wait a minute.
Because it didn't seem right.
Didn't seem right.
No.
I thought I was going to be a daddy. That's the tone of a spirit fucking breaking.
Sean was really hoping for the rope bunny.
Rick is still happy. You're just somebody else's dad.
Kid's I was dad. Hoping for the rope bunny.
Oh, good God. I
could still try to find one, though. Even if I'm a voyeur, just
bag.
Somebody else tie her up.
What are you talking about, dude?
I just don't believe that anything earthly is going to be able to take me out.
Anything earthly?
Look
like
at those
outer
shirts.
Earthly. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
I think it's going to be on the weirder side of things. You know, I don't see myself dying of a stroke.
It's going to be like
It's gonna be like auto asphyxiation or fucking
auto erotic Shawnee Mac.
It's gonna be weird.
Be like high age, like age 78 dies of auto erotic asphyxiation.
Dude, if I'm that fucking old, if I'm 78 years old,
you're jerking it with a belt around your neck.
Just as a geriatric, don't you ever wish that on my old self, bro? That's foul.
I wasn't wishing it.
Well, listen, I'll do it.
I spoke it into existence, though.
But like, dude, so if I'm yanking it, if I'm crank yanking it at the fucking old folks' home,
the way you're going by 78, you're gonna need to do that. You're gonna fucking need it.
Shit, bro, because, you know, I travel fucking amongst the weird, dude. Travel amongst the weird I
dude,
do.
You're gonna need it. Eventually, it will get to that point.
Listen, I travel amongst the weird, and it's true, and I still do. Would you be freaked out if I told you I tried that?
No.
Would you expect it?
I've
tried that. Immediately, that night.
That night. Oh.
The night of that episode?
You tried it, dude?
I tried it.
It's with this, deadly.
With this belt that I'm wearing.
Oh. I don't know.
If I go out, it ain't going to be nothing earthly.
You're supposed to wait until you're 78, remember?
Well, Alex, there comes a time in every young man's life
where you just got to try autoerotic asphyxiation.
Where your curiosity may just get the best of you.
It makes you numb to a lot of things. You
it
gotta,
made me numb to every bit under my neck. Everything that I own.
You're playing with fucking fire there, dude. You're playing with fire.
Everything that I own under my collarbone was numb. I couldn't feel it. You know what I did feel?
Death, sweet release coming up. the grasp.
I did feel that nut.
All right, dude.
On that note, we got something special to tell you. We hinted it. I gave it all away.
You gave it all away like 2-3 weeks ago, dude.
Because guess what, Poppy?
Because you were embarrassed for being a cuck.
Stop calling me that. First off. Second off, I'm not a cuck. Third off.
You took the test.
It said voyeur. And I will not be ashamed.
I'm drawing lines.
He's cuck shaming. Cancel this man.
No.
Cancel this man like this much of his hair has canceled the rest of his head.
Hey, come on.
Now we've got some special news for you. We're doing something cool.
We're doing something pretty cool.
We're going to be doing something kind of as a thank you to everybody who has continuously supported us throughout this venture, throughout this thing. If you're watching.
Continues to watch because you got to continue to watch.
Continue to watch if you want to qualify for this special thing. Yeah. And I know it ain't much yet.
Yeah.
But I will tell you something. This is the start of something incredible with the crawl. And in that way, this giveaway is the start of much better, bigger, and more exciting giveaways. Yeah. Mm. So it might not seem like a little bit, but listen, it's not something to laugh at. It's not something to laugh at.
No.
I'll tell you this. Once a month, for our crawl family.
Yeah.
You know, in a month there's 4 weeks. In a week there's one crawl.
Okay, yeah, four crawls a month.
Four crawls a month. What we're going to do is a giveaway.
What are we giving away?
Once a month, in a random episode. In a random time of that episode, we are going to say the phrase.
I already forgot.
We are going to say the phrase, do I
have affirmative consent to thrust?
That's right, mommy.
Because you need affirmative consent to thrust.
Absolutely, because rape ain't cool, rape ain't cool.
No.
Do I have affirmative consent to thrust?
Yeah. What would you rather me have said? Yeah.
When you hear us say, do I have affirmative consent to thrust? You need to check the timestamp that we say
get
on the video.
Yeah.
If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anything, get the timestamp that you hear us say,
do I have affirmative consent to thrust.
And as soon as you hear us say that, that is your keyword. It's going to come up in one random spot.
At a random time.
At a random time in one of the episodes of that month.
Yeah.
We are going to give you $100.
$100.
$100. The crawl is paying your phone bill.
It's like 1 week of groceries for just me.
That's right. That's right. That's wrong, but that's right.
It's wrong, but that's right.
So let me try to clean that up because I feel like maybe it's a little bit confusing. Once a month, we are going to say the phrase, "Do I have affirmative consent to thrust?" That is your entry ticket into the giveaway. Mm. If you get the time that we say that and you DM at the Crawl Podcast on Instagram, the timestamp that you heard us say it, the first 10 people to DM us, the first 10 people to DM us what the timestamp was, obviously the correct timestamp. Mm. You are entered, and we are randomly going to select one of those first 10, and we're going to give you whether, what, Venmo or PayPal, whatever you have, Cash App, yeah. We're going to send it to you, $100. Mm-hmm. And
it's yours to keep.
It's yours
to keep.
You
don't have to give it back to us.
You could spend it on whatever you'd like if you're into foot pics. If you want
to subscribe to the Crawl OnlyFans,
you know, and we're doing it as a thank you.
Yeah.
Obviously, we want this thing to continue to grow and we want to make sure people are listening because we're really pouring our hearts out, you know, into making this as fun and exciting and entertaining as possible. And if you already listen to every episode, you're ahead of the game, you know, and at the end of the day, we get to choose out of those 10 people, whoever the first 10 are to DM us on at the Crawl Instagram, at the Crawl Podcast.
We're going to randomly choose.
We're going to randomly
weird,
choose.
Stupid spinner thing app.
Oh, yeah. You got that app.
Throw your name in there.
Yeah, you got that app.
I got that app.
Press that button and it randomizes it. Randomized.
Random.
We're going to give you $100, folks. Tell your friends. Anybody you know that could use $100. I don't know anybody that could not use $100.
$100 is nice.
$100 a month, every month, 2021. We're coming in hard, and we're just going to ask politely first if we have
affirmative consent to thrust.
But as soon as we do.
Do I have... Can't stop. Not in my direction.
We're going to thrust.
Do I have affirmative consent to thrust?
We're going to thrust that motherfucking $100 into your account. Love you, folks. We're going to do, as you know by now, this is our best of 2020 episode.
Yeah.
So to round things off and kind of to finish us out, we've both prepared some of our favorite crawl moments.
Yeah.
So right now we're going to jump into some of Alex's favorite crawl moments of 2020.
All right, let's do it.
Enjoy. Yeah, weren't you apologizing to the graves?
Yeah.
So we got scared. There was definitely some, I was getting some phenomenons physically where it was like I was feeling the feeling that, of like something brushing up against my leg all the time.
That could have been
bugs.
What? Bodies, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
No, it could have been just your mind making it all up.
Like manifesting the emotion I was feeling.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because you went in scared, you said.
Don't call
like
me.
Little baby.
You better watch your goddamn tongue.
You went in scared like a good boy. And,
and you went in like a big strong man.
And I went in like a big strong man. I quit. Yeah.
Hey,
Alex, what are you doing?
It was fun, but I quit.
You quit. You do this. I think you've done this every single episode since.
It's true.
We started. At that point, it was true. Every episode, you quit. Every episode.
Are you calling me some kind of quitter, Chip?
I'm calling you a quitter. Yes.
Why do you want to hurt
I've
me?
I've awoken a demon in him.
Why? Why do you just want to hurt me?
Well, I don't try.
All right, I quit. You've heard about Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
After I talked to that Italian woman,
sweetheart,
I decided to kind of dive deeper into the obscurity behind the paranormal. So I made a Craigslist post.
For ghosts? Like, you look searching specifically? If there's any ghostly beings on Craigslist, please. Mm-hmm.
There's some ghastly beings on ghastly Craigslist.
Well, for sure.
No, it was casual encounters of the third kind.
Casual encounters of the third kind.
Because honestly, it gave me half a chub when I was hearing her explanation of her coitus when it came to the ghost. So coitus is a word that's not used enough. And now I feel like I'm delving deep into strange territory.
You're slowly becoming a spectrophile.
Spectrophile. I don't like to be considered anything sexual that has file at the end. I don't want to be labeled anything that has file at the end if it has to do with sex.
Yeah, that's a given. That's a given.
I guess, that's pretty much the bottom line is that anytime you have file at the end of some sexual kink, or
it's a bad
fantasy,
it's a bad thing. It's always a bad thing.
It's a bad look. This one seems innocent. But it ain't.
It's not.
It's just fucking ghosts. But, you know, it ends with that file. So
it ain't good.
I don't know why I'm so dumb.
French people listening.
Dude, whoever you are in France, I fucking love you. It's cool. If you were right now.
They were our first international.
If you were
listeners.
Here right now and you presented yourself, I would either.
Unless it's just
suck
people using
the pee,
VPNs.
Or I would eat. The B.
Suck your pee or eat the B.
It's your choice.
You used pee because it could go both ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking penis and box. To be honest. That probably ain't the way most people took it, though. My brain works a little different.
I definitely wasn't thinking box for B.
What were you thinking, butt?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I got something wrong with me. I ain't fine. I ain't fine. There's certainly stuff going on, dude. You know, but people are leaving California.
In droves.
Oh, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
If you guys are from the West Coast and you're listening from somewhere fucking real cool, tell me so we can go there for a crawl.
Oh, yeah. And yesterday, when we went to the Big Apple.
Mm, where did we go?
New York, Manhattan.
Oh, and what did we do? What did the Bow do?
We took over the city.
Woo-wee!
In our own way.
Welcome, guys.
We crawled.
We did a motherfucking crawl.
But yeah, that was fucking the same word again, by the way. just the amount of lives going on around us was
dude,
insane.
Just,
the
just,
amount of shit.
Just to imagine, like...
That was wonderful.
Every one of those people... And there's fucking, no matter where you are in New York City, there is thousands of people around you.
Yeah.
And no matter where you are.
Tens of thousands. Like,
no matter where you are, dude, every one of those people, every one of those cars that you see pass on the freeway, every one of the people you see waiting across the street, all of them have a story.
Separate lives.
All of them have, like, interesting shit about them. Passions and hobbies and
just like
fucking families,
just like our own.
It's wild, dude. It's really so wild, dude.
What are you fucking playing footsies with me under the fucking table, dude?
It's because you got nice feet.
Oh, the footsies? You playing footsies with me?
You ever want to see my feet?
Never. I don't want to see your feet ever.
You ever wanted to see my feet? You're just one question away.
Yeah, I'm all set. I'm all set.
I made Alex quit. Don't you never disrespect my foot like that.
And if they're gross. They stink.
They don't stink that bad. I've been pissing on them in the shower.
I haven't breathed in through my nose yet. I don't know. Through pop culture and references.
Could you explain to me the Christian faith? If I was a person who never ever heard of Jesus Christ, and I said, "Hey, dude, what was that thing you were talking about? Could you like you said something about Jesus? What is that, like God or something? What happened?
It's God's son. He
okay.
He died on the cross for all our sins.
On the cross. What's that?
It's like a T, a giant T.
Can you tell him nothing?
We worship it.
Absolutely nothing.
because he died on it.
As far as improv goes, this was one of my favorite ones.
So who was this guy?
Jesus.
Guatemalan guy?
No, Jesus. He was God's son.
God's son was Guatemalan.
His mom was a virgin. He was a carpenter.
He was.
Yeah, but he was also a Messiah, I guess.
He was like, he moonlighted as a Messiah.
Prophet, maybe.
Why did he have to do carpentry if he was true? If he was the son of God?
See, I don't have no idea. I have zero clue. I don't know.
All right. So basically, my understanding is that
he died for our sins. You go to church and drink his blood and eat his body.
Oh, okay. So it was a Colombian guy who was the son of God himself.
Yep.
Yo, this was one of my favorite things. Untainted flower.
She sat on the toilet seat.
Just a complete sweetheart. Gave birth to the son of God.
Yep.
And he was a carpenter who moonlighted.
He was also a zombie.
It's just so disrespectful. Okay.
Came back to life.
And that's Christianity.
Yeah. Also, the Easter Bunny exists somehow. How does the Easter Bunny exist? Where does that fit in?
He exists only in the hearts of us.
Only the hearts and minds of
I read Children something
across the world.
I read something on obviously Reddit because I've become a troll. But I read something that Jesus was not actually born on Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, that it was like supposedly late fall and that Easter had something to do. I'm not going to do it any justice because I didn't retain much.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Easter had something to do with his birth
instead of his death, because Easter is the resurrection of Christ. Easter Sunday is when he like moves that giant rock, comes out and disappears to heaven. I guess I fucking don't know where he.
What
goes.
Did he do after he was resurrected?
I'm assuming he was like, "Fuck y'all, I'm out," and went to heaven. But
fuck
that,
this
that
shit,
mean he's
I'm
dead?
Out.
He took his whole body up there.
Did he just dip? I don't know.
He just like peace out. Oh, wait, I'm the son of God. Fuck this.
I don't need to be treated like this.
The fuck?
These people are animals. All right, so those were Alex's top five. Well, it got a little fucky, but those were five of his favorite. Maybe not top five, but five of his favorite. Same thing for me. Now we're going to do five of my favorite, and we'll start off with this, and I think that, you know, pretty much I put this in here so I didn't forget that it happened. Right? So I could look back to this video and be like, oh shit, that did happen. Right. So let's roll clip.
Guys,
I had coronavirus. I still have it. Honestly, my test from 3 days ago came back positive.
Sitting there right next to you.
I thought I was going to die. It was the scariest time of my life.
Point,
I was the most
contagious.
Sick I'd ever been. I'm overweight. I have asthma, sleep apnea, and I'm a heavy smoker. So I already got breathing issues. I was scared. I was been in a fucked up, strange ass headspace for like 2 weeks. So forgive me if I'm off a little bit.
You're forgiven. Amen.
Amen.
You're for peace be unto you.
Boom shakalaka.
And you.
What
Boom shakalaka.
Oh man, what a year, dude. Fuck 2020. No, I've been taking testosterone pills, dude.
Ooh, that shit could fuck you up.
It has, dude. It's fucked me up big time, Alex. Something's going on, dude.
Oh, no. That's fucking serious. Like, for real.
I had been taking these things for about 6 months, dude, and I found out that they were hormone reversal pills, and now I'm ovulating. I don't know how to fix it. Some problems, there's no easy solution, dude, and it's tough, but I trust you, so I feel like I can come to you with issues that I'm going through.
You accidentally took estrogen?
I'm ovulating, dude.
Chest hair.
I'm bleeding out of the hole.
I don't think you can actually ovulate. Just taking hormone pills because you don't have a uterus.
I think I was born with
ovaries.
Don't tell me what I was born with. I've always felt a little feminine.
Doctor.
think well, I was yeah. born with both, dude.
Born with both.
So now there's some strange phenomena going on, dude, and remember I don't when, have any control.
Remember when there was a rumor that Shakira...
Oh, shit.
Was
it,
I didn't know what you were talking about until like I listened to it after. Because like I think right after that, I'm like, what are you talking
about?
There's
some stuff going on with my body, dude. And I'm sorry if I'm hormonal, but, you know, I'm on my cycle.
All right.
All right.
Be mindful.
All right, please. You know, and a foot rub once in a while wouldn't hurt.
For a foot rub? Not again, dude.
The hogs hurt. Not considering
I'm sorry,
the hogs
I'm not
are barking.
For you.
You don't want to rub these hogs?
No.
Dude? All right, damn.
No. No.
You still don't.
I don't feel great.
You didn't make a mockery of yourselves. You didn't.
Do you mind if I do something funky here?
What, are you going to take your sweatshirt off?
I
want
to do something strange for a little bit of change.
Dude, hold on. You were just saying how much of a mockery you made yourself, and you're like, I didn't want to make a mockery of myself.
What are those saying?
Oh, now you're going to make a mockery of yourself? You're wearing your sweatshirt. You take your shirt off.
Why?
Sweatshirt off. Why? It's the same shirt I'm wearing. What are you doing? What are you doing it to yourself?
Look at that body. I just need to feel better. Every bit of that body.
Okay, we'll finish that.
You better take it in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is the last sight that a lot of women see before pure ecstasy and nirvana, dude.
Dude. Oh, my God. You released this. Please stop. Can you put your clothes on?
I feel so much better. All right, guys, I feel so
You've released a stench in this room. No, but I knew that would get you to put your clothes back on, dude. What the fuck?
You're fucking right.
Oh, man. We're not... I hope you know, we're not scrapping this. This is going on. This is episode 3.
Why are you reminding me, big boy?
I don't know, man.
Why are you reminding me, big
man,
boy?
You got no scruples.
I forget what scruples means. I'm struggling.
Why were you reminding me, big boy? Shit like that. There's always this fucking, there's this line that you don't cross. And out of respect, I don't ever want to cross it because I don't want to be a person who walks around this earth intentionally making people feel bad.
Yeah.
I want the opposite. If I come in contact with you throughout my day or if you're somebody that's involved closely in my life, I want to be as decent and beneficial to your life as possible. I don't want to tear nobody down.
Yeah, I mean, just try to treat everybody that you come across as a decent human being how you want to be treated, and it should be all good.
Yeah.
Don't have to, like, worry about subtle nuances with people.
But you do now. But you do now.
Well,
that's the end. At the end of the day,
you're being a nice, decent human being. I feel like.
But dude, there's people. There's people who will dig into everything that you say.
True.
No matter what. No matter what, there's people that will dig into every word that you say, studying and waiting for
trying to find something. Dude, fuck those people.
Those are the only people I don't wish good on. Motherfuckers.
No, I wish they have a decent day. I mean, maybe if they had more decent days, they wouldn't be like
that.
There's
a lot of the time where, like, halfway through something, I'll feel like I was on the wrong side of it. And I feel like one of the telltale signs that, like, this person is a valuable influence in your life is when they make you realize that, like, oh, shit, I was fucking wrong. That right there, that last clip, that evil part of me that was like, oh, those are the only people that I wish, blah, blah, blah. I hate that's who I am sometimes. I fucking hate that guy, that vengeful, like, rage-filled person.
Yeah.
And in that moment, that's a great example of me.
Like, halfway through, you realize, like, wait, this isn't the way I think, actually. Yeah. Why am I saying this? But you, like, dug too deep to
expose that inner core
to be like,
of hate.
Oh, wait, no, actually, the opposite of everything I just said for the past 2 minutes.
Yeah, and it's because of you. Because if you weren't there, I probably would have, not even just in terms of the bit, I definitely would have finished the bit in a hateful place, but I probably would have left the studio that night thinking, shit, you know, like, fuck those people. No matter what you do, they're going to be studying, looking for something to hate.
like, oh, you can't make them all. I would have left the studio in that negativity. Mm. And that's how I know you're a valuable friend for me to have in my life, dude, because there's so many moments where you've challenged my gut reaction. And after thinking about it, I've realized, like, sit back and just think, like, damn, you know, like, this kid's right, you know?
That's cool. Sweet.
Now, this is going to be the very last clip. This is the last one that I picked. Fuck it. Let's just run it.
Run it. Roll that.
Things biased. Because I'm not, you're never going to come to me and I'm going to say, oh, well, I know he's going through that. I know she's going through that. So based off of that, they should probably do. Fuck that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you, if I was there, this is what I would do.
It's what you would do.
When I tell you guys every day, and when Alex tells you guys every day, do something every day that makes your life feel like it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Every fucking time I step into this studio, boys,
yeah,
I've done that. I've done that. For that day, when I see this, it feels like my life's worth it.
Yeah.
So if that's the mission statement, if that's the mantra for this thing, I ain't ashamed to say maybe there won't be a crawl every crawl.
But it doesn't need to be that because we are the crawl.
We are the crawl. We were the crawl before there was a crawl. And now that there is a crawl, we are the crawl.
We are the crawl. Then there will always be a crawl.
There will always be a crawl, you know? And damn, dude, it's crazy to look back at a bunch of those to see this thing come as far as it has.
I forgot a lot of that shit.
Me too. And I bet you guys did too. You know, right now would be an excellent time if you're not all crawled out to go through and try to find some of the episodes, you know, from some of these clips. And if you miss some or if you miss some funny parts, saw them today, go watch the episodes.
It'd be very easy. It's the one where we're wearing gray shirts. The one where we're wearing blue shirts. I only got like 5 shirts in my closet, dude.
And your repertoire. Well, we ain't never got into this thing to be fucking style icons. I ain't no fashion over, you know. But
fuck,
man, dude, 2020 is a wrap. You know, that's it. It's roll credits for 2020. And honestly,
good shit. Finally. But hell yeah, like you said earlier, it doesn't mean anything's gonna change. But at least we know what we're dealing with now.
As far as the pandemic and everything that's going on. But it's important to look outside of that. And because when you're in the darkness, you know, one of the hardest things to do is to imagine anything but dark. You know, when you're in a shit situation, one of the hardest things to ever do is to imagine what your life was like before you got into that shit situation, or to try and imagine what your life will be like after, because every day you're around it. You just see the shit for what it is.
Yeah.
Right now, really think critically about the position that we've been in throughout 2020, and where you'd like to see your own personal lives progress for 2021. And I just really fucking, you know, I hope that you'd be gracious enough to allow us to be a part of that and to share some of these memories with you.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for everybody who's, you know, strapped down and come along for the ride for us in 2020.
Yeah, for sure. Same here.
Going to be a year that I always remember, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
for the rest of my life, 2020 is, we started the crawl, the pandemic, fucking, it's been a crazy roller coaster every year.
And now, sayonara, sucker.
Yeah.
Fucking 2021, we got some more for you, baby.
We got some more for you, baby.
Damn, Al, when I think about the shit that we are going to get into in 2021, the shenanigans.
The tomfoolery.
The mischief.
The hootenanny.
it really just...
reminds me what this whole thing is about. And it's about life. And it's about making the life that you fucking want. Every day, you make the life you want.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's why the ending of that last clip, just as true now, if not truer, than it was then. You know?
Yeah. Well, I want to try something new.
Mm.
Hey, Sean.
What are you doing?
Hey, Sean.
What?
I figured I'd try it this time. I'll do a little hey Sean.
Alex.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Alex.
No, don't take my... Hey,
what am I supposed to say?
Sean. What's your New Year's resolution? Do you have one?
No, I haven't. I haven't really thought anything too deep. I don't normally do one.
I usually don't either. It's sporadic, honestly. But I do kind of have one this year, and it's...
Let's hear it.
It's very crawl-oriented.
Let's hear it.
We've been telling people for fucking, 13, 14 episodes now to do something every day that makes their life feel like it's worth it.
We have.
We have been. But I don't do that normally. Every day? Yeah, every day I don't do something like that. I normally am my 9-to-5 day or my fucking weekday is just the same shit every day. It's just like in that rut.
Yeah.
I want to try to do something every day just for me. Just that I like to do.
Yeah, you should be doing that.
I should be.
And I think you should. I think that's a great resolution. I think so.
Revolution.
But, I don't know.
That's mine.
I like that. I wish that I knew anything other than the crawl or like music that I want to do. Because I don't want to do anything except for this and for music, honestly.
Yeah.
But that is a good one. And you have shit tons of hobbies and shit, too. So you could like...
Yeah,
you're
but like
good I feel, at random shit.
I feel like I get hobbies, but then I won't do them for fucking months and months and months, like hockey or hiking or biking or fucking any of that type of shit. Even playing music, I love playing music, but I haven't played music in
forever,
like 3 or 4 months, dude. Like it's fucking crazy. But yeah, I want to start doing shit more like that, just for myself, a little 10-20 minutes, fucking
self care, dude.
Yeah.
It's important,
go for a hike
bro.
Out in the back of my woods.
It's important, dude.
Fucking,
I don't know. Resolution. I don't typically do one because I try to make it throughout the year. I try to grow. I don't know. I guess I never really thought of one. But I guess.
Could be something stupid like never eating corn again.
I don't trust small corns.
I love small corn. Little baby corn.
I almost knew that you loved small corn.
I love small corn.
Before you even said it. I don't know. I just want to be the best that I know how to be. You know, and I wanna take the time to reflect, and I wanna treat people in my life the way that they deserve to be treated.
Yeah.
You know, and I just wanna be more selfless. And I want to just continue to let this fire burn, dude, and try to see how far we could take it. And, you know, I don't know. I just want to have more love and fullness in my life in 2021. And I'm tired of being cold, man. I'm tired of feeling alone. I want to feel love, and I want to give love, you know? And I love you guys, and you give me a lot of love, too. You know, I love you, love Producer X, and I really, really love the crawl. And I hope you do, too. And also, I hope you do something every day.
That makes your life feel like it's worth it.
Yes, sir.
That's us signing off.
Happy New Year. I love you guys.
Yeah, Happy New
2021,
Year.
2021, baby. Ooh, hey, 2020.
A new one.
Suck my bud.
Get out of here. Hey. I say get. Go on.
Do something every day, folks. Yeah. Happy New Year. Don't drink and drive. All that good jazz. Mm-hmm. But make sure you do something every day that makes your motherfucking life feel like
fuck it. I'm going to try.
I'm going to help you.